This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, we are back at Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I could sit here and say that the retail industry is going to change post-COVID, and the restaurant industry is going to change, and banks and, you know, landlords and tenant relationships could change, but the medical profession is going to probably change as well. And we have a lot of new doctors that are about to graduate, and they're like, yay, a little baby doctor is going to graduate. I'm excited. So we have a lot of students that are graduating, going out into the medical field, but they've been trained by doctors who are old school. I mean, my office was me, maybe another physician, maybe a PA. You need me to see you on a Sunday? Fine. I'll meet you down there. I'll meet you at the office. I'll take a look at your kid. What do you need? I'll call you at night. More of a, you know, more of a kind of a family doc that I was trained with from my predecessors and my superior officers in medicine. So I thought my practice could always be like that. And then after the ACA and all the changes that happened, it just didn't make any sense. There was no way I could keep a practice open with insurance companies saying, nope, it's on the patient, high deductibles, sorry, we're not paying you, bill the patient, bill the patient, bill the patient. And the relationship between doctor and patient changed drastically. I never wanted to get into the bills with the patients. I was trained where a patient comes in, I don't ask them for money, don't even bring money up, you take care of them, money will come later. And it did. The insurance company used to handle it. Insurance companies stopped handling it. They said, nah, it's on the patient. And so when doctors were accused of being bad business people, because we were trained to just, you know what, just do, jump in and do, don't even worry about getting paid, we were fine with that. That's how we were trained. You know, you're going to do things for free. Until you realize, well, you have to continue to pay staff. You have to pay malpractice insurance. You have to pay workers' comp insurance. You have to pay your business license. You have to pay, you know, all sorts of taxes, all sorts of, I don't know, regulations and lab and x-ray licensing and whatever, until you're like, okay, wait a second, you know, we do have to have a steady flow of income. I can't just do medicine and do it for free. So doctors started to change. And so the question I have for you guys, because we are going to be redefining medicine and redefining the doctor-patient relationship. And here's my question to you is, when you had a doctor you loved, what did you love about him? What did you really, really love about that doctor? Or if you had a doctor you hated, why did you hate him? What made you hate that doctor? 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm looking at a study, which is really interesting, because I just finished a study with a bunch of medical students and physician and professors and physicians on reviews, patient reviews of doctors, and how they looked at internal medicine versus family medicine, men versus women, just how the ratings looked. You know, I thought that you know, the DOs would rate higher than the MDs, and maybe the women would rate higher than the men, and the results are really fascinating. It's going to be published in the Journal of Patient Experience. But there was a survey from ZocDoc. Is it ZocDoc? And they looked at what patients had keyworded when they liked a doctor versus not. And I think this was data from 2017. And the number one keyword on why patients liked the doctor was friendly. Friendly. But clean was down at number 33. They looked at friendliness much more powerful than if they thought the office was clean. Now, with COVID, that's going to change. Your office, by the way, we always are supposed to have standards in our office. OSHA standards. I would every year call OSHA to have them do a walkthrough and go, look, am I doing everything right? Were there any changes? You know, I'm such a kiss up. I'm like, I want to be teacher's pet. I want to make sure everything's right. But now it's PPE and you sit in the car and we'll just bring you in and it's very, very sterile. So we prefer that from a clean standpoint, but are we going to lose on the friendly? In terms of what they hated, appointment was one of the key words, maybe in terms of they couldn't get an appointment for weeks or they had to wait for the appointment. Of course, bills, things like that. People don't like getting billed by their doctor. Well, that's interesting. That's something that I think the new doctors need to know about, right? Patients hate their doctor when bills come into play. I never misdiagnosed somebody or had a lawsuit, thank God, or, caused somebody to have a severe reaction that I know of, with anything I did. But I gotta tell you, man, these people got mad when the billing company or the collection company said, look, you haven't paid your bill in 90 days. That's when people got mad. So maybe, should doctors be completely out of the billing? Well, many doctors have done that. They've become employees. They will work for a company and they go, look, I'm just a doctor. If you have issues with the bill, that's between you and medical or us or Med Inc., not us. That's not me. You and I, you can still rate me fine. I'm not dealing with the bill. So, what did you love about your doctor and what did you hate? Was it that you really liked them being friendly? Was it that you wanted them to be correct? Was it that you wanted them to be available? Was it that you wanted them to be fast? Was it that when you wanted an appointment, you wanted to see them that day? You even wanted to see them that weekend and have them open up the office? Or when the staff is trying to leave at 5 p.m. on a Friday, we open up the door, which we've done. Is it that you want to see your doctor put patients first before family? Now, that's what I did. That's how I was trained. Was it appreciated by many? Yeah. I still get people saying they appreciate what I did. Others? No, they didn't appreciate it. So when doctors see that they aren't appreciated, they start to change. And, if the medical profession is going to change, let's get it to change for the better. So again, what did you love about your doctor and what did you hate? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair to dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. AJ says he can't stand doctors like Fauci that are wishy-washy. All right. We're talking about at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Or you could write us on Facebook or Twitter what you hate about doctors, what you love about doctors, and what you want to see the medical profession to become. So, all right, wishy-washy. I get that. I got to tell you, have I been as definitive and as, guys, this is how it is? So shall it be written, so shall it be done. Have I done that with you guys? Not as much as I used to. Man, when I started radio 11 years ago, I'm like, guys, Obamacare sucks. That's how I started the show. Obamacare sucks. I think all my shows had to do with Obamacare being horrible. Now I'm like, okay, well, I understand that some people like this. I had to soften things. I had to soften things up. And it's because I think people hated this idea that doctors weren't open to education. Doctors weren't open to ideas. And it's very interesting because how I was trained with patients, I was trained to, well, it depended on who trained me. Some were, you know, so shall it be written, so shall it be done. You tell a patient what to do. If they don't like it, fire them. And I chose to do more of a buffet style. Living in Vegas, we're kind of big on buffets. Well, we were big on buffets before COVID. And I was like, hey, guys, look, all right, I'm seeing a bunch of my predecessors get sued because they said you're taking this medicine or you're doing this. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a buffet of options. All right? You have diabetes. We can put you on insulin. We can put you on a diet. We can put you on pills. And we can pray. Okay? Personally, I'd like to pray. I'd like to maybe start you on a medication. But I really want to concentrate on your diet. And then I want you to follow up based on your blood sugar in a few weeks or a week, or depending on how high it is, a month, then 3 months, etc. And then I would explain why I like those options. But you pick the options. The plates are in front of you. You pick which plate you want to eat from. And I noticed that worked for my patients a lot. Maybe that's why I never got sued. Because I explained what my reasoning was, but I let them make the ultimate decision. Now, I had a doctor that I haven't gone back to. I was pretty upset about, because he treated me like, he even said, I'm the doctor, this is what I want you to do. So I get instincts, I get sixth sense, and I had never been allergic to Bactrim before an antibiotic, but my mom's very allergic. And something told me that if he was going to give me that antibiotic, something wasn't going to go right. So when he prescribed Bactrim, because I was getting an infection, I was like, I don't know. Can we do something else? I'm not feeling that one. My mom's allergic. He goes, I'm the doctor, Dahlia. You're going to do what I say. So he gave me the antibiotic. Well, that night, I start to have, and I've never been allergic to it before, I start to have horrible, horrible body aches. My pee was black. I don't know how that happened, unless there was blood or I don't know what happened. And then I start to have petechiae, little blood spots underneath my legs, underneath the skin of my legs. And I was like, okay, oh, heck no. And no. And from here on out, I am considered allergic to Bactrim. I tried it one more time since then, just in case it was a fluke. And I immediately start to ache. And I'm like, no, I'm not going here anymore. So I developed an allergy to the antibiotic Bactrim. Now, I'm sorry, my nose is running. Got real bad allergies. But what, I thought I was going to sneeze, sorry. What really made me mad is that doctor wouldn't even let me have a say or contribute to my medical care, and he hurt me. He did something that hurt me. Could have even killed me. And I think this doctor is, I can't say on air, but I've never gone back to him, and I never referred anybody to him again because I thought that was dangerous. Now, look, allergies happen. You're going to have a doctor that might recommend a vaccine or might recommend a medication and something bad could happen. But what bothered me is I told him, I go, you know what, I got a bad feeling about it. Can we try something else? And there's other things out there. And he made me feel so small, like he was this God's gift to medicine, that and he was wrong. So if you ask me what I hate about doctors is when you are so narcissistic, when you are so full of yourself, when you don't embrace a patient's instinct or history or concerns. I think you're a piece of crap and you shouldn't even be in the profession. That's how I feel. You know, when I would have parents bring in kids, and the parents like, look, Leo, something's not right. I believe them. that parent, even if they've had no medical training whatsoever, that parent knows more about that child than I do. So if the mom's like, look, he seems warm to me, or he seems sick, or he seems like something's not right, 99% of the time, they were right. I had a mom come in saying he's got diarrhea, but I don't think it's from something he ate. I go, then I believe you. Let's figure it out. I looked in the ears. He had an ear infection. He didn't complain of ear pain. He didn't have a fever, but he presented with diarrhea. That mom knows. Now, I'm not saying moms can all be doctors, give them all MDs or DO, degrees, but, I mean, if a mom says something, right, you know, I don't care what a textbook says, you have to at least incorporate what that parent or family member is feeling. Now, have I had family members wrong? Yeah. I've had family members say, I don't trust medicine, I don't trust doctors. We're new patients to you, Dr. Dahlia. I want you to take him off all his heart medication because we think his heart medication has given him dementia. Well, I do that, he could die. So what do you do? Well, all right, well, why do you think he has dementia? You know, what have you noticed his cognitive changes to be? And why was he put on this heart medication? Well, because the doctor said he's had, you know, mini stroke and, okay. So there's a chance that his dementia might even be faster, you know, evolving faster if this medicine wasn't staving it off. But I do agree with you that some medications could possibly worsen cognitive, could dampen somebody's cognitive abilities. So why don't we take a look at it? Let's take a look together. So, Dr. Fauci, going back to AJ, Dr. Fauci, looky wishy-washy. You can't compare the actual medical profession to a doctor who gets to be on the stage, the national, global stage, working with multiple presidents, having been in political medicine for years. You can't compare him to the average doctor. He has much different pressures and much different parameters than we do. For us, we have to make sure we don't get sued. We have to make sure we don't give you the wrong information, kill somebody. There's even doctors up on criminal charges if you die, and doctors are always aware of that. And so you might see some wishy-washiness of doctors saying, look, okay, you know, I don't want you later, if anything bad happens, you sue me. So look, you know, you need to make the decision if this is the procedure you want or this is the medication you want. Call it wishy-washy, but that's what lawsuits have done to the medical profession. A doctor will get sued if they didn't do informed consent and they didn't come up together. Where everybody kind of is in agreement, collaborates, if we don't collaborate with the patient. You know, but you also have doctors that say, look, okay, you don't like the way I do things, get out of my practice. See ya. So, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You guys have all had a crash course in medicine, crash course in microbiology, a crash course in the medical profession, watching what happened with COVID, and you guys get to steer how new doctors and how medicine will be created or will be revolutionized. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Derek Chauvin trial continues today in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The New York Police Department says the man wanted in a brutal beating of a 65-year-old Asian woman in Midtown Manhattan earlier this week has been arrested and charged. The suspect has been identified as 38-year-old Brandon Elliott. He was arrested about 2 a.m. and subsequently charged with assault as a hate crime. As the House passed gun control legislation, NRA Executive Director Jason Wiemey says this type of legislation will help protect criminals.
Gun control isn't the answer. It's never been the answer. Passing any legislation that makes it harder or takes away firearms for law-abiding individuals doesn't make anybody any safer, except maybe the criminals.
Jason on Fox News. Myanmar activists held candlelight vigils overnight mourning more deaths in recent days from a military crackdown on anti-coup protesters. The United States has ordered non-essential embassy staff to leave the country. USA Radio News. G. Gordon Liddy, the Republican advisor who was convicted for his role in the Watergate scandal that brought down President Nixon, died Tuesday. He was 90. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says a former Department of Justice employee tried to extort him and his family. Dan Naraki reports.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is under investigation for an alleged sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl, according to reports. The Department of Justice is also investigating whether the congressman may have violated federal sex trafficking laws by allegedly paying the girl to travel with him. Gaetz has denied the allegations and tells Fox News that there are records that will prove his innocence.
The person doesn't exist. I have not had a relationship with a 17-year-old. That is totally false. The allegation, as I read it in the New York Times, is that I've traveled with some 17-year-old in some relationship. That is false, and records will bear that out to be false.
In a statement, Gaetz said that the allegations were part of an extortion plot from a former Justice Department official seeking $25 million from he and his family. Gaetz says that he has cooperated with federal investigators in the matter.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So New York has legalized marijuana. Recreational marijuana is now legal in New York. Maybe it's because Governor Cuomo wants everybody to chill, you know, for a little bit. quit going after him. But all the previous former pot convictions will be expunged, and the state sees that they can make bucks out of this, $350 million in additional tax revenue. So according to ABC News, and I really apologize, I'm having horrible, horrible allergies, New York State will legalize marijuana for adults, expunge criminal records of people previously convicted of crimes. That would be legal under the new law. Cuomo signed the legislation today, 12 hours after the legislature approved it. New York is now the 15th state to allow recreational marijuana for adults. He said this is a historic day in New York, one that rights the wrongs of the past by putting an end to harsh prison sentences, embraces an industry that will grow the Empire State's economy, and prioritizes marginalized communities so those that have suffered the most will be the first to reap the benefits. Now, they say this legislation will create up to 60,000 jobs, generate $350 million in annual tax revenue for the state. A total sales tax rate of 14% includes 9% allocated for the state, 3% for the municipality where the sale is made, and 1% for the county. From that 9%, 40% will be earmarked for communities disproportionately affected by prior drug laws, 40% will go to schools, and then 20% for drug treatment and education. Under the final legislation, New Yorkers are going to be allowed to possess 3 ounces of marijuana and grow up to 3 mature pot plants at home with a limit of 6 per household. So for those people living in states surrounding New York that are saying, look, I want to be able to smoke pot legally, maybe that'll invite people coming back to New York, because New York has had an exodus of people fleeing. So they're going to hopefully get expunged. Possible resentencing if they're currently in jail now for marijuana possession. So Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins said this effort was years in the making and we have finally achieved what many thought was impossible, a bill that legalizes marijuana while standing up for social equity. Maybe they meant equality or equity, enhancing education and protecting public safety. So there's going to be a new office created called the Office of Cannabis Management, which will regulate the sale and distribution of both recreational and medical marijuana, which was legalized in 2014. A 5-member board will lead the office, 3 members appointed by the governor and 1 appointed by each house of the legislature. Sales might not start until 2022 because the state has to take time to establish its regulatory framework, according to legislative sources. So people are pretty excited about that. I've been very honest. In Nevada, when we had it on the ballot to legalize marijuana, I voted for legalization of marijuana in Nevada. People ask why. Like, you're a doctor, why would you do that? Because my issue is I believe that parts of cannabis need to be studied for medicinal properties. And the illegal burden, the illegal shackles that marijuana has is preventing many of the medical studies that I think we need. Did I realize that I could be possibly, you know, opening up Pandora's box? I knew there were going to be issues. I didn't think it was going to be that bad with students dropping out of high school, dropping out of college, depression getting worse. In fact, there's a study that's out saying adolescents are more likely to become addicts after trying marijuana or misusing prescription drugs. I mean, I knew kids would have more access. I just didn't think it was going to be that much because I thought if Nevada was going to regulate marijuana and allow it to be legal, that they were going to have the framework in place, that they were going to, I don't know why I thought that. I mean, it was kind of rushed on the ballot as it is. I mean, look how it got rushed in New York. But it's, you know, it was, we had police officers saying, look, I can't be, you know, be dealing with marijuana possession when we have carjacking and murders and stabbings and things like that. So I supported the police. Say, look, you know, if you guys want to legalize, I'm fine with that. What do you guys need? So we voted yes to legalize marijuana. Do we have issues? Oh, yeah, we have issues. Yesterday, I'm driving behind somebody. I don't know what the heck he was doing. He decides to drive slowly into my lane, cut me off, stop on the side of the road. And when I looked at him, he's like, peace, dude. And I'm like, all right, just stay on the side of the road. Just don't get back into the road because you're looking high. And, you know, we have high drivers out there. And so I don't know if the pendulum is going to have to swing back, but marijuana, you know, is a plant that people will use for a variety of things. But I'm not seeing people smoke marijuana to get high, like maybe people did in the 60s. I see people using marijuana to treat certain ailments. So, for example, my patients that weren't asking for Xanax, that weren't asking for anti-anxiety medications, that weren't asking for sleep medications, I'd ask, I'd say, you know, that's interesting. You used to have issues with sleep. How's your sleep? It's good, man. Really, man? It's good? It's good. It's all good. It's all good. I go, you smoking weed? Yeah. That's how I sleep. So I was grappling with my patients and a prescription drug epidemic. And when I saw that they were using marijuana to help themselves sleep, that's still a problem. They're still having insomnia. They're still having issues. But I realized that people are using this as a form of medicine. And that's why I want it studied. Now, when parents said, look, my child's seizures calmed down with cannabis, Epidiolex came out of that. We are having medical breakthroughs come out of the study of marijuana. Now, that doesn't mean it should be rampant and kids should be smoking it and people should be going to work on the job high. Remember, after marijuana started to become legalized in more states, we saw almost every week some food outbreak, some sort of foodborne outbreak or salmonella or listeria or something. Maybe it's because people are like, dude, you know, I'm not going to wash my hands. What? You know, same old, same old. People were just too chill, maybe about certain cleanliness things. And maybe that's also why we see people with the mask issue. You know, it's all good. You know, I don't really see people that diligent with the social distancing and the mask because, again, they're smoking pot. You know, they're not going to be like, I'm going to stand here, stand on my sticker, and not move. Now, doctors aren't, you know, supposed to partake in that. So I don't know how many of you guys are enjoying living in a state with recreational marijuana. I'm nervous. I got kids. Last thing I want is my kids to see their parents use pot. I'm not a fan of the smell. I also don't want to mess with my lungs, so I don't use. You know, are the gummies intriguing? The gummies are intriguing. I just like gummies. Gummy bears are yummy, but I get acid reflux with gummies, so I don't know if I'm going to try the cannabis gummies. But in New York, they were able to, for once, not talk about Cuomo and all his issues because the big headline is marijuana is legalized in New York. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I saved plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, making headlines, which is no shock, we knew this would happen, is a woman from Long Island contracted coronavirus a month after she was, quote-unquote, fully vaccinated. We saw this with a couple Massachusetts legislators. We've heard of these cases. But people are getting a little antsy and they're getting a little grumpy. And I don't blame you. She's okay, though. She's not in the hospital. But a Long Island woman, Melanie Rosen, works as a secretary in the Hewlett-Woodmere School District. And she told Pix 11 that she thought that she was going to be able to, after her vaccine, live life normally, not have to wear a mask. But she had to go to a wake. And when they were at the wake, they were unmasked. I got to tell you, I've been to a funeral,
It's very hard to cry and in a mask. I understand why people take the masks off at funerals. I get it. I wore the mask for most of it. But when you start to cry and you're no, like I right now have allergies. My mask isn't on because I'm in a studio. And so I understand when people are like, look, I went to the funeral. I was crying. The mask came off. I get it. It's very hard because your nose is running. Your eyes are running. You're not breathing well. So I don't blame her for that. But it was a friend's father who had passed away. She said there were 10 family members there. I hung out for about an hour and a half without wearing a mask, and I hugged each one. She told us, and you know, maybe it was the wake, maybe it was a grocery store, maybe it was at school, who knows. But she told the news station that a few days after seeing everyone, she started experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, so she had a stuffy nose, body aches, especially in her legs. Now then she learned the three family members who attended the gathering ended up testing positive for COVID-19. She said, I was shocked. I'm in the 4.9% that got Moderna and actually got COVID. So her vaccine was the Moderna. And this 94.5% statistic we heard from Moderna is preventing, you know, severe COVID, bad COVID. I don't know if that means 4.9% will get COVID. I think more can. I just think that 4.9% won't end up in the hospital. So, currently, none of these vaccines offer 100% protection. We know this. But it's so recommended that people wear masks, even though they've gotten a vaccine, which is why people are mad. So, her infection is a rare case of a person coming down with the illness. I don't think it's that rare, to be honest, because I can't get people to go and get tested for COVID. So, when people call into the telemedicine companies I work for, and they go, look, I'm sneezing, I'm coughing, I need an antibiotic. Like, well, we're not really supposed to give an antibiotic because it could be a cold, it could be viral, but I haven't been anywhere. So I couldn't have been exposed to anything. I go, but then you say you're sick and you need antibiotics, you were exposed to something. Well, yeah, but it's definitely not COVID. And I go, well, COVID symptoms are coughing and sneezing and all that. No. I go, well, you get tested? No. I'm having people call in with runny nose and coughs. I'm like, is it allergies? Do you think you have allergies? No, I'm sick. I'm sick. Okay, I believe you. You're sick. But can you get tested for COVID? No, I was vaccinated, so I'm not going to get tested for COVID. So the average person who's vaccinated is not getting tested for COVID. I have a runny nose right now. Now, it's allergies. I get allergies every time. When I'm sick, oh, man, I'm miserable. I got the sore throat. It's my nose running and my eyes watering. But if a doctor said, Dahlia, go get tested for COVID, would I? I don't know. I mean, I'm a doctor, and I understand why it would be nice to know being vaccinated. But if my nose is running and I don't feel good because I got allergies and I got things to do, I don't know if I'm going to get tested. Plus, some of my patients in certain states say, I'm not going to spend the money on a test. I go, whoa, I thought COVID testing was free. They said, no. The free clinic that was doing the free tests, no, they're not doing them anymore. So some people have to now pay for their COVID test. That's why I find it really, really interesting that cases are up. And I'd like to see which states' cases are up based on the availability of free testing. Because if you have to pay to get tested, the average person might not get tested. Also, if somebody does have mild COVID, they're not going to want to be off work for another 2 weeks. They're not going to want to disrupt their whole family's work and school schedule for a mild cold. Remember, we have been ingrained since birth that as long as you don't have fever and you got some sniffles, you get your butt dressed, you get to that bus stop, you get to that job, and you do what you need to do and you keep going. And the funny thing is when I went to school sick or, you know, having a cold or whatever, I got better quicker. You know, you just work through it. So many of us are of the mind, I'm going to work. Like my allergies today. I felt bad today. Did I think about staying home? I was like, maybe I'll call Daniel and tell Daniel that I'm not feeling good. I mean, I told Daniel and Jason when I had diarrhea, I have no problem telling my producers if I have a medical issue. I told them, look, guys, I'm going to be in the bathroom, and I don't know if I'm going to get back for break in time. I mean, we got a good relationship with the GCN producers, and they know what to do. They already have a plan. They have all these plans if Dahlia has diarrhea, if Dahlia has a fever. When I don't feel good, I had surgery, and the next day, even though it was really painful, because when you have abdominal surgery, the breathing and the talking hurt because you use abdominal muscles when you breathe and talk. I just keep working through. I feel better when I work. But with COVID, no. You're not supposed to be around other people. Oh, heck no. You're supposed to stay home because you can infect other people. Now, we should have been doing this the whole time. Well, I've been telling people for years, if you have the flu, don't go to work. If you're sick, don't go to work. You're going to make other people sick. That's a no-no. And my kids, I kept from home. But how I grew up is you get your butt to school. Unless you have a fever, you go to school. Also, I loved school, so I didn't want to stay home. Staying home was not fun. I didn't like a lot of the cartoons. I didn't want to hang out with my mom. I'm like, never mind. I will pass. I'm going to pretend I'm not sick and get to school. So, you know, if you think that you're having COVID and your telemedicine doctor says you go and get tested, the average person isn't. So, especially if they've been vaccinated. They're like, I've been vaccinated, so it's not COVID. No, it can't be. And this is why we're going to have all the issues with travel. We're going to have the issues with schooling. We're going to have all these big debates, and people are pretty mad because they were told that if they took a chance on getting the vaccine, a vaccine that I believe is safe overall, but has had some reported side effects and hasn't been studied for years, said, look, guys, if you get the vaccine, you can live life. You're going to be, and nobody ever really said that, but that's what people thought. And then when they find out, no, you still need to wear the mask. You still need to get tested for COVID because you can still be sick with COVID. You can still spread COVID having the vaccine. People are like, what? And I think enthusiasm for the vaccine is starting to drop. That's why so many states are able now to say, all right, guys, anybody who wants a shot can get it. Because they're noticing people aren't lining up for hours anymore. So I'm not surprised. She's thankful, grateful she got the vaccine, but she's letting people know, look, you can still come down with the virus. And you can't. But hopefully it doesn't put you in a hospital and kill you. That's why I want you to get the vaccine. 1-877, Dr. Dahlia, don't go away.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.